This is Financial Standard, the definitive source of news, thought leadership and analysis for Australian wealth management professionals. Financial Standard, take the lead.
Welcome to the Financial Standard podcast. I am your host, Karen Vergara, a senior journalist at Financial Standard. Australia consistently ranks highly in the happiest countries and most livable places benchmarks. Not only is it a great place to live, but it is also a great country to invest in. This has been recently reflected in global consulting firm Kearney's 2024 Foreign Direct Investment Index. Adam Dixon, the head of Kearney Australia and New Zealand, is joining us today to talk more about that. Adam, if you can please talk to us more about Kearney, your role there, as well as the index.
Yeah, sure, Karen. Thanks. It's great to be here. So Kearney is a global management consulting firm. We're in more than 40 different countries. We've been here in Australia for close to 30 years. And the Foreign Direct Investment Confidence Index has been running for 26 years, since 1998. It's interesting in that it's a forward-looking perspective on FDI, not a backward-looking. And we generate it by doing interviews around the world. In January of this year, we talked to 500 CEOs or CXOs from around the world. And we asked them, what is their intention to invest over the next 3 years? And so it's, it gives us a sense as to relative optimism or pessimism, and then also which countries in particular investors are feeling bullish about. And Kearney's, the Global Business Policy Council, it's our global think tank. That's what's created this study. But Kearney is a management consulting firm, a full-service management consulting firm that does work with the leading corporations as well as public sector clients across Australia on some of their most important matters. In regards to myself, I'm the managing partner of Kearney in Australia. I have been with the firm since 2002, joined after London Business School, and have worked in about 20 markets with Kearney over that period.
In this year's ranking, I believe Australia was placed 10th in the index. Can you tell us more about how it placed this year compared to previous years?
Yeah, sure. So just before getting into Australia, I think the index overall, what we saw is that optimism is high. So 88% mm-hmm. of investors are expecting to increase investment over the next 3 years. And that is a 6 percentage point increase over last year. So optimism has increased over the last 12 months leading up to January. Australia is number 10 this year, and it was number 10 last year. And it has fluctuated between 7 and 12 over the past decade or so. It increased a bit, especially during the first couple years of COVID, dropped in the 2022, and then it's been at number 10 last year and this year.
And in terms of assets or asset classes or opportunities, Adam, what are foreign investors attracted to that are available in Australia?
If we look at the last year and we look at actual FDI based on ABS, mining, real estate, financial services, manufacturing, retail trade were the five big classes that we saw investment in. And then when we look ahead, we don't see any major structural change to that, but we could see two sectors in particular, given some of the changes. So mining, we expect to continue to be strong, and that will be further bolstered by the most recent budget's focus on natural resources. Mm-hmm. And then we would also expect to see defense-related sectors, manufacturing in particular, to be bolstered not just by the budget, but by the longer-term AUKUS program.
We mentioned earlier that Australia consistently ranks amongst, you know, benchmarks that calculate that it's the highest, it's one of the most happiest countries in the world and the most livable cities in the world. So what makes Australia an ideal investment destination?
When we look at Australia vis-a-vis other countries and some of the key insights coming out of the study, I think investors see Australia as a relative safe haven in an increasingly turbulent world.
Mm.
And one of the key messages for Australia is it's really important that we don't rest on our laurels, because we are in the top 10 spot, but it's very possible that we could see ourselves further down the ladder in years to come. I think some of the things that are really attractive about Australia, based on what we've seen in the survey, what we see with our clients, is number one, political stability, open, democratic, stable society. Number two, high quality skills base. And number three, ease of doing business would be three things that really stand out in Australia relative to other potential FDI destinations.
Adam, are there any other comments you'd like to make with respect to the index or advice for potential investors that might want to invest in Australia?
One other thing that did come out of the study, which was quite interesting, was investors are asked about their relative optimism for the various countries. It's like optimistic, neutral, or pessimistic, and then what's the net of that? And in that breakdown, Australia actually came out number three in the world. And so kind of the relative optimism versus, you know, downside pessimism was quite strong. So just behind Canada and the UK. So I think that does bode well for future investment in Australia. So that's a positive. But as shared earlier, Karen, I think it's important we don't rest on our laurels, and we do keep an eye on long-term competitiveness, and be open to regulatory or structural change.
Adam, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this Financial Standard podcast. For more information, visit financialstandard.com.au. Please keep in mind that the information discussed in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider personal circumstances. Reliance should not be placed on any content without further independent financial research and advice.